Okay, Hazarik El Ishtai, somebody throws a get to his wife, as he was saying, Besai, she's inside her house. I was saying, she's inside her car. Zarkoi, Loi was saying, Besai, if you threw it to her while she was inside her house, I would say Chatzera, or I'm sorry, if it was inside his house, I would say Chatzera was inside his courtyard. A few who ima v'mita, even if she is with him in his bed, ena megeresha, she is not divorced. L'seich cheka, I l'seich kalta, if it was thrown onto her lap or sewing basket, hare ze megeresha, she is divorced. I think I skipped the word hare. When it's thrown to her in her courtyard or her house over there, the Mishnah says hare zumagresha, she is divorced. Manani mili for when that's the son of Rabbanu lives in a brisa. Manasana biyada, he placed it in her hand. Ainli el biyada, I would only know her hand. Gaga chatzerva karpefa minayin, where would I know if it's thrown on her roof or her courtyard or any enclosure? Tamad leimar v'nasan, it says that he places mikol makain. In any situation where he places v'tani nami hachiv son ganaf or toss similar to ganaf biyada, it says his hand ainli eliyada, I would only know his hand. Gaga chaser v'kar peifoi minayin, where would I know his roof, courtyard, or any other enclosure? Tamad leimar he matze timasim mekal makam, it says over there found anywhere, so we know any of his possessions is kiilu his yad v'tzricha, and we needed both. The Ashmin on get, because if we only said by get, Mishum Deval Karacha Megarasha, because we know that husband could divorce his wife even against her will, Aval Ganov, the Lase Baal Karacha, who cannot steal against his will, I mean, Allah, I would say not. The Ashmin on Ganov, we only taught by a Ganov, Mishum, the Kansei Rachmana, maybe because the Torah wanted to penalize him, Aval get, Emma Allah, Aval get, maybe not. Atzricha, therefore we needed to teach both cases, Chatzera, her courtyard, Mat, Shakansa Isha, Kana Baala, so whatever woman owns a husband owns as well. Amar Rabbi Lazar be chayisev la dinu dvarav ein li min nechasayich. We're talking about a situation where the husband says or writes that I have no claim or argument against this property. V'chi kasef la hachi gemai have. And if he wrote it, what does it matter? V'tanim we learned in another bais. So ha'im al chaveri dinu dvarav ein li al sadazu. If somebody says to his friend, I have no claim or argument against this field. V'ein li asek ba. I will have no other concern with it. V'yadi musulekes hemena, my hands will be withdrawn from it. Layamar klumi has not said anything, so it's not a lushan of conveying ownership. Amri devei Rabbi Yanai, v'chaysef la v'ayda arusa. So what we're talking about here is where he did all this while she was still on arusa. V'chaysef Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana, damar Rav Kahana, na'ach lahaba loy la'adam emakim acher. An inheritance that comes to a person from another source. Adam, ma'asna alav, shaloi yiroshena, a person can say that he will not inherit it. Kidurava like Rava. Amar Rava, like Rava says. So, Aimer, e efshi betakanta chachamim. If somebody says, I wish to forgo the rabbinic enactment, going zu, such as this, Shaiman loy, in that situation, we would listen to him. Micah going zu, what does it mean like this? Kidrav Huna Marav, Damarav Huna Marav, Ye Choyla Isha Shataima Lavala, a woman can say to her husband, Ain in his own nest, you don't have to feed me, Vain Aysan, I will not work for you, and they're able to agree on that. Rava Amar, Atu Yada Mi Lai Kanyan Lai Lavala, but the hand of the woman is not also owned by the husband, Ala Gita Viyada Bain Ka'achad, rather we say that the get and the freedom of her hand come at the same time. Hachanami, so here too as well. Gita v'chatzera b'ayin kecha, the get and the courtyard could be owned by her at the same time. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Rava yad de'isha ka kashale. Does Rava really have trouble with the wife owning her own hand? Ni dikne le lamaisi yada. Granted that the husband could take her earnings. Yeah, the gufa mi kanile. Could he actually take ownership of the hand itself? Amarle Rava yaha evid ka kashile. No, Rava learns this from the hand of a slave. Lamandam evishtar al yidei atzmai. According to what it says that the slave goes free in the document itself. Yad evid ki yad rabba damia. We say that the hand of the slave is like the hand of the master. Ella Gita Vyada Bain Ke'echad. And the slaves, the slave, when he receives the document, gains his independence the same time he receives the emancipation document. Hachanami, here too as well, by Gita, Vachatzer, Kind Echa. So therefore we compare the Chatzer to the Yad of the Eved, which the freedom comes at the time that the document is handed over. Hoshchiv Mera, there was a seriously ill man, the Chasaf La Gita Lidvi Visuhu, who wrote a get to his wife, Bahade Pane de Male Shabbata, and was on a Friday afternoon towards the evening, Vilay Hispik Lemesav La, and he was not able to give it to the wife before Shabbos. Lamachar Takaf Leil Alma, then the next morning, the situation came serious. Also, Lakame de Rabba, they came before Rabba. Amr Lahu, Rabba said to them, Zilu Umr Leil, go tell the husband, Linakesa Nihala Lahu Duchta Diyasa Bay Gita, that he should transfer ownership of the place where the get is resting. Vesezel Ihu Vesechser Vesiftach Vesachser Bay. He should go and lock the door, she should go and lock the door and open the door or perform any other act of possession. This time we went to the Mishnah. Nal Gadar Paratz Kol Shehu. If somebody locked or he fenced or he broke the fence, or even any minor change, harezu chazaka, this would be considered a chazaka. Amrle Rav Ilish Rava, Masha Kansa Isha Kansa Va'ala, whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires as well. Ichsif, so he became bare. So slave Igli Milsa Darusa Havi, it was later discovered that the woman was actually an Arusa Amarava, Im Amr Benesua, if the Rabbanan said this in regard to an Asua, Yamir Barusa, would they say the same thing by an Arusa? Hadar Amar Rava then said, Lai Shana Arusa, Lai Shana Nesua, there's no difference between Arusa and Nesua. Gita Vachatzer, Bain Ke'echa, the get and the ownership of the courtyard come at the same time. Vaha Amar Rava, and Rava said this as well. Me'ikara Mi Amar Rava, and Rava originally stated, when Rava originally said this, Hai Maisa Amar, it was by this statement. So this whole thing really happened before we came to the conclusion that that the ownership comes at the same time, and that's why Rava was unsure at this time. If she is inside her house, so this is true when she's inside her house or her courtyard. Rabbi Aisha Amar, afilu hi be tiveri v'chaser b'tzipuri, even if she's in Tiveria and her courtyard is in Tzipuri, he b'tzipuria v'chaser b'tiveria, or she's in Tzipuria and her courtyard is in Tiveria, but in Gereshah she would be divorced. But we said that she has to be in her courtyard, which means like physically. This is how you learn this. V'hi kami shebesech beis, it has to be as if she's in her house. V'hi kami shebesech beis, or as if she's in her courtyard. As long as the courtyard that was guarded on her control, Megaresha, she would be divorced. Lema b'hakamifli. So they say they're arguing on the following point. Marsava chaser mishum yada israba. That one holds that the courtyard is learnt out from the hand. Umarsava chaser mishum shluchusa israba. And the other one holds that it's like a shliach. Loi, no, the Chuliyama Chaser Mishum Yada Isra'aba. Everyone actually agrees that it's learned out from the din of her hand. Marsav Yada, just one hold that has to be similar to the hand. Ma Yada, Bismucha, just as the hand is near Af Chaser Bismucha, so too, she has to be near her courtyard. V'idach, and the other one, Ima Yada Bidvuka, just as her hand is attached, so she also has to be attached to her card. Ela kiyada. So that's not much of a difference. So ela kiyada, we really have to say it's similar to hand. Mayada mishtamaris ladaite, just as a hand is guarded under her control. Afchatzer mishtamaris ladaite, so to her card has to be guarded under her control. La fuke chatzer mishtamaris ladaite, so to exclude a courtyard that is guarded but not necessarily under her control. Okay, Ho Gavra de Zarak Logito Lidvisu. There was a man who threw a get to his wife, Hava Kamei Bechatzer, while she was standing in a corridor. Ozo Gita Nafa Bifsila. The get landed, on a wooden block. Amar of Yosef, Chazinon, we have to look. Ki E Havi Abra Amas Al Abra Amas. If this block is four amas by four amas, palaglei reshusa lenavshe. We say it's a domain in itself. Eloi, hader reshusa, it's considered like the same domain. Am I asking him, what are we talking about? If it was her courtyard, ki have abra amas by amas. If it's four amas by four amas, what does it matter? It's all her courtyard. Ela b'chatzer didar. And if he's going to say it's his courtyard, ki lo have abra amas by have arba amas by have. If it's not four by four, what does it matter either? It's all his. Leitzricha de oishlach maka. And we're talking about a situation where he let her use the space. The chayan maka maishli inish, because people would lend one space to remakaimus lay maishli inish, a person would not lend two spaces. And this four by four is considered like its own space. Veloy amran ella delay gava asara. And we also learned this, that it has to be a 10 tefachim tall, ava gaiva asara. But if it's 10 tefachim tall, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, ava gaiva asara. If it's at least 10 tefachim tall, af agav delay hava abra amas, even if it's not 4 amas before amas, lay amra el deles lay, where we say that, we're talking about where the space is shame levi, it has its own name. Ava islay shame levi, if it does not have its own name, af agav delay gaiva asara, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, af agav delay hava abra amas, even if it's not 4 amas, it's still, it would still not be considered a space in and in itself. Afilu ima b'mita, even if the get is with her in the same bed. Amar Rava, loishanu ella b'mita shaloi. We're only talking about where the bed belongs to him. Avamita shaloi. But if the bed belongs to her, Magrusha, she would be divorced. Tani na amihachu. On another brisa, Rabbi Lezer Aimer, b'mita shaloi. Eina Magrusha. If the bed it belongs to him, she is not divorced. B'mita shaloi. Megareches, if the bed is hers, she would be divorced. Mimita shaloi, megareches, if the bed belongs to her, she would actually be divorced. Kiwa shaloi keich, where it's just meichur. But this is like a situation where the buyer's utensils is located within the property of the seller. Shama mina, we learn from this. Kiloi shaloi keich, where it's just meichur. Kana lekeich, that if the buyer's utensils in the property of the seller, the buyer would acquire it. Leitzricha. The goiva asara, no, because it's at least 10 tefachim high, so it's like its own domain. But ika makam karai, but what about the place of the legs? A makam karai, like kafte inish, a person doesn't really care about that, so therefore it's not a problem. Lesoich cheka oy lesoich kalta megarashis, if it was thrown into her lap or her sewing basket, she would be divorced. Amai. Kiloi shalai keach, where she's my chutz. This is a buyer's utensils in the property of the seller. I'm even Amar Shmuel. Kegoin shahaisa kalta tuliya ba. We're talking about a case where the sewing basket is hanging from her. Mechena Revelezer Amar Aishia. Kegoin shahaisa kalta tuliya ba. The case where the sewing basket was hanging from her. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakashimer. Keshura afa pisha eina tuliya. We're talking about where the basket was tied to her, even if it's not actually hanging from her. Rav Adabar Ava Amar. Kegoin. Shahaisa kalta munachas la bein yirei chaisa. We're talking about a situation where it was resting between her thighs. Rav Mishasher bar Rav Idi Amar kagain shahaya va'ala meicher kolaisais. We're talking about where the husband is a sewing basket merchant, so he for sure doesn't care that this basket is amongst other baskets. Rav Yechanan Amar makam cheka kunulai. The place occupied by the lap belongs to her. Makam kalta kanula. The place occupied by the sewing basket belongs to her. Amarava, my time of Rabbi Yochanan. Lefisha ain odamakbit. A person doesn't care. Loi al makam cheka. Neither place where it's occupied on the wife's lap. Loi al makam kalta. Nor about the place occupied by the basket. So the husband doesn't care, and therefore it's like her own space. Tanina Mahakus had another brisa. Zorka loy lesech cheka, if he threw the get onto her lap, oy lesech kalta, or on a sewing basket, oy lesech kol davar shehu kalta, or anything similar to her sewing basket, harei zu megreshi, she's divorced, kol davar shehu kalta, la suye, am I anything as like a sewing basket to include what? La tuye, sata, taska, t'achla ba tamre, to include a pouch from which she eats her dates. Mishnah, Amar La, a man says to her, Kinsei Shtar Chayvze, receive this note of indebtedness, Oy Shemetzaatoy Ma'achayrov, or if she found it behind him, Kara Vahare Hugita, she reads it and beholds it again, and I guess she's not divorced. Ad she yamer la hey gitach, until he says to her, here is your gut. Nasam yadavihi yashena, if he places it in her hand while she is asleep. Na'era kaira vahare hugita, she wakes and she finds out it's a get, and I guess she's not a get. Ad she yamer la hey gitach, until he says to her, this is your get. Ki amar la hegita my have. So if he were to say, here is your get, what does it matter? Havile tli gitech ma'al gabi kaka. This is similar to a case where he says, take your get on top of the ground. Va'amar rava tli gitech ma'al gabi kaka. If somebody says, take your get from the top of the ground, loy amar klum, has not said anything. Amar, why? Because the handing over is one of the key criteria for an effective divorce. Ema shesh lafatu ma'achayro, if she pulled the get from, we say that she pulled it from behind him, shalaftu manami, so if he pulled the same thing, hava ina v'nasav yada, it says in the pasuk he has to hand it to her. V'leika, and this is not happening here. Leitzricha the arak lechachar tse she ush lafte, we're talking about a situation where he turned his hip slightly and then she was able to pull it from him, so he did some sort of action to give it over to her. Tananam Hakatan another Brysa. Amr la kinse shtar chayvze. If a husband says receive this note of indebtedness, Osha shlafatu machayrov, or she pulled the get from behind him, karatoi vahare hugita, she reason finds out a get, it's a get and a get and a get. Achiyam la he gitach, until she says, here is your get. Divrei Rabbi, these are the words of Rabbi, which is exactly the words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Aymer lo oylam ein, I guess I never get. Asha yisht lenu heimena, until he takes it from her, ve'yachzav yitanen loy, and he gives it to her again, ve'yamer lo heigitach, and then he says, this is your get. Nasan v'yada v'hi yishena, he places it in her hand while she is sleeping. Na'eris v'kaira v'hari hugita, she wakes and finds out it's a get, and it gets not a get. Ashi she yaymer la hey gitach, until he said this is your get, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon alazar aymer, ashi itlenu heymana, until he takes it from her, v'yachzu v'yitanen la, gives it back to her, v'yaymer la hey gitach, and says here is your get. So he holds that you have to do both at the same time. Utsricha, we have to bring both machlekes in. Why? Itmar Bahai Kamaisa. If we only talk about the first case, Bahai Ka'amar Rebbe, we could say that it's only over here that Rebbe says, Mishum Devas Agrusha He, because she is able to be divorced at any time. Al of Yadav He is Shena, but while he placed it in her hands while she is sleeping, the Lav Bas Igarusha He, she's not an eligible candidate for divorce at that time. Ema Maidullah, like Rosh Hashanah Lazar, maybe he would be maybe he would hold like Rosh Hashanah Lazar. And make it extra difficult for him. If we only talked about that case, where while the wife was asleep, maybe it's over there, Rabbi Shimon Elazar is more machmer on the husband. But in the other case, maybe you don't like Rabbi Tzricha, therefore we needed to discuss both. If one wrote a get for his wife, and place it in the hand of a slave, if he is asleep and she is guarding him, Hare is a get, this is a get. Ne'era, if he is awake, ain't a get, it's not a get. The Havile Chatzar Hamishtamarish, Shalei Ledate, because it's like a courtyard that is not under her control, because he could go and come in his place. Yashin Hamishtamarish, Hare is a get. If it would be a valid get, if she is simply guarding him, am I? Chatzar Mahalechas, this is like a mobile courtyard, but Chatzar Mahalechas. Like Hana, a mobile courtyard cannot acquire anything. V'chi tema and yashin shani. If you're going to say sleeping is different, because at that time it's not moving. Hama rava kol she'ilu mahalech loikana. Any property that cannot serve as a courtyard is effective acquisition while it's moving. Ayman v'yashiv loikana can also not affect while it's sitting still. So it doesn't matter what's happening at this time and place. It has the definition of a moving courtyard. We're talking about a situation where he's bound and therefore he's not like a mobile courtyard. Mishnah Haisa, I made this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If she was standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Zerka Loi, and he threw it to her, Karav Loi, if it was close to her, Megaresh, she was divorced, Karvloi, if it was near, if it was close to him, Aina Megaresh, she's not divorced, Mechetza, Mechetza, if it's half and half, Megaresh, the Aina Megaresh, we're unsure if she's divorced or if she's divorced or not divorced, Vechain, Lin Kedushin, we could say the same thing by Kedushin, Vechain, Lin Achoiv, and similar with a debt, Amar Loi, Val Chayva, if one said to his creditor, Zarek Loi Chayvi, throw me my debt, and he threw it to him. Karv Lamale, if it's close to the lender, Zacha Hamalva, the lender acquires it. Karv Lalaiva, if it's close to the borrower, Halaiva Chayev, the borrower is still obligated to repay the debt. Mechetza Mechetza, if it's in between Shnehem, Yachleku, they have to split it. The Gemara, Hechi Dame Karv Lai, what does it mean close to her? How do you define that? Hechi Dame Karv Lai, what do you define close to him? Amarav, Arba Ama Shalai, the four, it falls within the, her four armors, that Karv Lai, what does it mean close to him? Arba Amas Shalai, his four Amas, Zer Karev Lai, that is close to him. Hechi Dami Mechetza Mechetza, and how do you define half and half? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Kagan Shahaya Shnehem Ayin the Arba Amas. We're talking about a case where both of them are standing within four Amas. Velechezi He Minayhu Kadim. But say that whoever came first, occupies that entire four amas. And if are you going to say that they both came at the same time? But that's impossible, or I think maybe Rashi says improbable. El Amar Rav Kahana, Hacha Bishmoina Amas Mitsumais Askinan. What are we talking about here? Were there exactly eight amas between them, so they each occupy a full four amas? Veget yaitzim arba amas shaloi la arba amas shaloi, and the get it goes from his four amas to her four amas. V'ha agad gabe, but it could still potentially be on the border. A part of it could be on the border, which would make it still attached to him. Ella Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef d'Amar Tavai, Rabbi says, Hachi b'shtei kitei ei d'maskin, we're dealing with a situation where there's two sets of witnesses. Achas amaris karv loi, Achas amaris karv loi, one says that is 100% within his four amas, and the other one says it's 100% within her four amas. Rabbi Yechanan amar, karv loi shanan and afilu imeya amas. No, we can learn the Mishnah literally, where they even, close to her, could even be within 100 amas. And close to him, it was within even 100 amas. When, how do you define half and half? Amar Shemin bar Abba, lididem mi parsha la minay Rabbi Yechanan. The following was explained to me by Rabbi Yechanan himself. Hu yachil l'shamer, v'hi eino yachil l'shamer. The situation is talking about where, if he is able to guard the get, and she is unable to guard the get, zeu karv lai, it's considered close to him. Hi yachil l'shamer, v'hi but if she is able to guard it and he is unable to guard it, that karv la, this is considered close to her. Shneim yechaylin l'shamer, shneim ein yechaylin. If both of them are able to guard it, neither is able to guard it. Zemachetza amachetza. This is considered half and half. Amar Rabbanan kame de Rabbi Yochanan mishmei de Rabbi Yonasan hachi. Amar yadinan chavrim bebavle lefarushe ki haitaima. Rav Yochanan says that our Babylonian friends know how to learn the mission in accordance with this explanation, because he gave the same exact pshat. Tainami hachus taught another b'risa. Rabbi Elazar Aymer koshahu karv loy mi loy. Whenever the get is close to her more than him, uva kalev inat loy, and then a dog would later come and take it. Aina Megreshi, she would not divorce. Aina Megreshi is not divorced. Kol hecha tenu v'seizol. Does she have to continuously watch it? Meaning she was already divorced from the time that it was considered close to her. Elo lav hachi kama. This is how you learn. Kol shakar of la mi la. Whenever a get is close to her, closer to her than him. V'ilu ba kele v'not the level who yachal l'shaimer v'hi aina yachal l'shaimer. But theoretically, if a dog were to come and take it, and then the husband would be able to guard it from the dog, and then she would not be divorced. Aina megreshis, then she would not, then she would also consequently not be divorced. But the opposite would mean that she would be divorced, of course. Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda. She nana kadesha ta shuach vitilena lenu. Sharp ones, so it has to be so close that she could just lean down and take it. Ad le sa'avid uvda ad mate gita liyada. Nevertheless, what we should actually do is make sure it's actually placed in her hand. Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, Hava uvda hachi v'atzrucha chalitza. There was such a situation where it was not handed to her, and the Rabbanan said that she actually has to do chalitza because that's what they said one should do is place it in her hands. In the kedushin, we say the same thing by kedushin. Amar b'yasi, amar b'yechinan legitin, amar v'loy l'davar acher. It says by divorce, but does not say anything else. Eitzvei Rabbi Abba l'Rav Asi, v'chein le'in the kedushin. It says by kedushin as well. That's a similar halacha. Sha'ani hasem dechsiv yatsa v'haisa. We know that's true because we have a pasuk that says she goes out and she becomes a wife. So we see to compare a get into kedushin. Eisvei. It says by a chayiv, zarek li chayivi zarek loy. It says throw me my dead, and he threw it to him. Kariv lamava zacha halayva. If it was closer to the lender, then the borrower wins. Kariv lalayva halayva chayiv. If it was closer to the borrower, then the borrower is still obligated for that. Mechetsa mechetsa shenei mechleiku. If it was between them, they have to split it. Hachamayskin. We're talking about the amar le zarek li chayivi visi potar, where the lender said to the borrower, throw me my dead, and you'll be free from any chiyuv, yihachi ma'ila meimer, then what does it matter? This is like a gentleman's agreement. They could agree to anything. No, where he says, throw it to me like the halacha is by a get, the same rules by gittin. Same thing. What does it matter? Of course it works. This is the agreement between two people. Ma'u the same. Masi amar le mishata. One might have said where the lender can say to the other one, I was joking with you, Kamash Malon, we take it seriously. Amar of Chizda, get viada umishicha viada, if the get is in her hand, but it was attached to a string, im yachal linatkai lahavia eitzlai, if he would be able to pull it and bring it to him, ainam agresha, she would not be divorced. But if he's not able to pull the string and withdraw the get, she would be divorced. My time, what is the reason? But in kurisus baleka, we say it needs to be a complete separation, from the get and the man to be conveyed to the wife for it to be an effective divorce. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ha'isya da asuya be katafras. If her hand was on a slope, Uzarikolai, and he threw it to her, Afa pi shehegia get liada enim agreshes, even if the get touched her hand, she would not be divorced. Amai, ha ki nafo ba'arba amas, the ka nafo, we said, that it falls within her four amas, she would be divorced. But the loy nach, we're talking about it passed through and never actually stopped within her four amas. We see garish mahavira da arba amas, but nevertheless she should be divorced because it fell within the airspace. Tifshay Devoy Rabbi Lazar. This question was sent to Rabbi Lazar. Arba amas sh'amru, but the four amas that were defined by the Rabbanon, yesh lahen avir, or ein lahen avir, does it include the airspace? They're not include the airspace. Tifresh to ein lahen avir, we say that it seemingly did not include the airspace, which if it simply passed through, that would not be considered like it ever stopped within her domain. We're talking about where she was standing in the edge of the stream, and the meikar liibud kai, from the outset it was always destined for destruction. It had no chance of ever being able to be acquired by her. Did he did the mission?
Yeah.
We'll stop here. Okay, fine. We'll stop here.
Thank you,
Hirsch.
Nice job.
Okay,
Rufsia. How about?